Who knew the presidential primary race would last this long? Conventional wisdom, Super Duper Tuesday would wrap things up. But as the fight continues, so do the cycles and cycles of news coverage.
With so much time to fill and much of it unscripted, several media blogs have noticed buttoned-up newscasters tossing gravitas out the window as the long nights of coverage continue, some attempting to inject some pop culture into their reports with hilarious, cringeworthy, and downright career-crushing effects. Here's veteran NBC correspondent, 61-year-old Andrea Mitchell.
I think the real story out of Virginia, if you look at the exit polls, is that Obama has made these amazing inroads among white men. He proved that white men can jump to a black candidate.
Pete? Superb. Superb. Thank
Woody
you, Andrew.
Very great one.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for clearing that up, Chris Manning.
Yeah, thanks. First, I mean, she is Mrs. Alan Greenspan, for goodness sakes. Secondly, White Man Can't Jump came out 16 years ago, not so modern pop culture, in 1992 when the other Clinton was running.
Oh, not to be outdone, Dick Cheney lookalike, CNN's senior political analyst Bill Schneider, offered this assessment of the electorate.
Those voters who are in the Republican primary who are seniors, age 65 and older, those are McCain's peeps.
His peeps?
It's so painful.
Oh, yeah, boy. So was Schneider technically, if not uncomfortably, correct? Yes, says Jesse Scheidlauer, an editor-at-large at the Oxford English Dictionary.
He used it correctly, just in a very different context. I mean, you're not normally talking about the peeps of someone running for the presidency. You know, a distinguished senator, you're talking about the peeps of, you know, one's homeboys, you know, people that you play basketball with, whatever. When newscasters use terms like this, they're trying to make themselves look familiar with the culture. You know, they're trying to make themselves look younger and hipper. And one way that people respond to this is throwing around slang terms or pop culture terms to show that they're with it.
Scheidlauer says peeps has actually been around for about 60 years.
Then there are the big guys, you know, the anchor men and women who like to yuck it up occasionally, getting a little bawdy even. Here's Hardball's Chris Matthews, Keith Olbermann, and Brian Williams.
Brian, we haven't spoken to you tonight. Simply on the results here, are we clearer about where each of these primaries are going, where how soon we will get to the nominees in both cases?
Well, let's talk about that feeling Chris gets up his leg when Obama talks, for starters.
No,
that seems to be the headline of this half hour.
Let it stand then.
Keith.
Don't tread on it, Brian, if it's a good line.
Whoa, hey, down, fellas. But what happens when the cheeky meets the colloquial and you're a youngish reporter in the anchor chair?
Ask the now suspended MSNBC's David Schuster, who posed this question about the Clinton campaign's deploying daughter Chelsea.
Bill, there's just something a little bit unseemly to me that Chelsea's out there calling up celebrities saying support my mom, and apparently she's also calling these super delegates.
Hey! She's working for her mom. What's unseemly about that? I mean, during the last campaign, the Bush twins were out working for their dad. I think it's great. I think she's grown up in a political family. She's got politics in her blood. She loves her mom. She thinks she'd make a great president.
But doesn't
Michelle
it seem
Obama's
like she's
out
being
there for her husband? So,
but doesn't it seem like Chelsea's sort of being pimped out in some weird sort of way?
Ouch! The Clinton campaign did not like this so much. Schuster was told to apologize on air by his parent company. And many people under a certain age yawned and wondered, hey, what's the big deal? TV shows pimp people's rides, their houses, guys compliment each other for showing their pimp hand. Is the word pimp universally offensive, or is it just a generational thing? Here's Scheidlauer's opinion.
Words change meaning over time, and the sort of connotations they have also change over time. So there have been a number of new senses of pimp that have developed in recent years, to pimp one's car or to pimp any sort of possession, to make it customized or, highly modified in a pleasurable way, or, big pimping, meaning, after the Jay-Z song from 2001, meaning living a, fancy lifestyle, things like this, which are not offensive at all. I mean, these are pretty much divorced from the sexual sense. But in this case, that really isn't the issue here, because he was not using some sort of modern sense that is non-offensive, and people are saying, well, even though that sense is not offensive, it comes from this other sense that is offensive, so you shouldn't use it anyway. That's not what was happening here. He was using it in the prostitution sense.
Had Schuster used the words trotting out or used or objectify, would it be any more or less offensive? Who can say? But with 265 days until the election, will anchors button back up? Or will we hear CBS's Bob Schieffer discussing a crunked up convention or Barack Obama's shorties?
Oh, I hope not.
Stay tuned. Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, a really interesting story. I'm going to tell people, though, if you have your own shorties in your house, your little ones, you might want to usher them out of the room or get them interested in something else, because we're going to have a frank discussion about sex and about the use of marital aids by couples who are devout Christians. One woman started a website about 8 years ago because when she and her husband were having some trouble, she went online looking to find out information and said all she saw were things that didn't match up with her Christian values. She's got a whole website going, a little mini ministry. We'll talk to her about what she's been doing online.
And we're also going to hear from the BPP's own song mistress and commentator, Jill Sobule. Jill has written a world exclusive, just for us, a Valentine's Day song and tribute. And you might think this is
like
she's
putting it on her record, too.
Oh, yeah, that's okay, fine. Okay, fine.
But it's for us today.
It's for us today, and it's not some anti-love diatribe, as you might think. It's a pretty positive song, actually. It's got some rockin' stuff at the end. It's cool. Stay tuned. We're going to play that for you. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.